California melodies out of the West to you. Welcome once again to a concert moderne scored and conducted by David Rose and sung by lovely Maxine Gray, star of radio and television. An entertainment feature from the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. California Melody No. 1 marked the early ascension of romance to thematic preference in this evening's program. David conducts as his overture, I'll Take Romance. Thank you. David combines his second and third interpretations to achieve a sort of musical testimonial to the ancient philosophy of meeting the romantic partner halfway. Evidence is born in the titles, the very new Take Me and the Seasoned Mind. Another 1942 American musical fledgling is the ballad, Was It Worth It?, introduced in our California melodies by our lovely star of song. Ladies and gentlemen, Maxine Gray.
Remember the night we walked in a storm with just your arm to keep me warm? Was it worth it? You tell me. Remember the night that you stayed home to wait in vain for me to phone? Was it worth it? You tell me. I often think of the tears, our silly little fears, the heartaches that used to be. And now it all seems out of my dreams, it's all just a memory. Remember the day, the first day in spring, you hocked your watch to buy my ring. Was it worth it? Yes, sirree. Dreamers always dream in vain, hoping there will come a time when their dreams will all come true. That's the way I dream of you. guy who flirted with me, and you burned up with jealousy. Was it worth it? You tell me. Remember the night my father got sore, 'cause we came home way after four. Was it worth it? You tell me. I often think of the tears, our silly little fears, the heartaches that used to be. And now it all seems to be out of my dreams. It's all just a memory. Remember the time we wanted a steak, but we wound up with coffee and cake. Was it worth it? Oh, yes, sir.
By now, romance has definitely established itself as the common inspiration of these melodies. Yet so far, we've indulged in rather general statements of the theme. Right now, David calls upon the productivity of the year 1928 in a specific fact, in specific serenade, to a specific sweet stew. Now comes the moment David planned for a holiday from the romantic aspect of our modern music. After discussing the merits of several compositions, we decided upon and persuaded him to render one of his own. It seemed particularly appropriate, a number he recently recorded under the title Holiday for Strings. Two more songs of 1942 as we return to the pathways of Cupid's guile. Perhaps you know the song that says, "Poor you, I'm sorry you're not me, so you could know how pleasant loving you can be." The title of the song is "Poor You," and the melody which helps its message get across is a very pleasant one. This is David's arrangement. Now charming Maxine Gray returns with another new romantic song, and a promise which, the source considered, should be a real inspiration to any recipient of her choice. Her promise is, I'll keep the love light burning. Our California Melodies finale tonight is an excerpt from Delius Briggs Fair. I'd like to read as an introduction four lines from the lyrics of a folk song written in the preface of the score. I took hold of her lily-white hand, and merrily was her heart. And now we're met together, I hope we ne'er will part. The profound sentiment of this Briggs Fair theme seems written in those simple words, and this is David's interpretation of that sentiment in music. Thank you. These have been California Melodies. And now the curtain comes down on another Concert Moderne with composer-conductor David Rose and the orchestra and lovely Maxine Gray, star of radio and television. As we leave, we invite you to join us next week, same time, when once again from the Don Lee KHJ studios in Hollywood, we bring these California melodies, out of California melodies, out of the West to you. Your announcer has been Bill Gordon. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.